General Catalyst backs Summa Health in rare healthcare services bet. General Catalyst's partnership with Summa Health, the Akron, Ohio-based nonprofit health system, marks one of the most structurally ambitious attempts by a technology-focused investment firm to embed itself inside a regional hospital operator, a model that has drawn regulatory scrutiny, clinician resistance, and institutional capital in equal measure. The deal, first announced in 2023 and still generating new developments as of 2026, centers on General Catalyst's Health Assurance Acquisition Corp framework, through which the firm seeks to transform Summa from a conventional nonprofit into a technology-integrated delivery system. Specific financial terms of the arrangement were not publicly disclosed, which itself signals how unusual the structure is. Traditional hospital acquisitions carry defined purchase prices, while this partnership operates closer to a long-term operating and investment agreement. Five material updates have emerged around the deal's progress, according to Becker's Hospital Review, though the full details of those updates were not available in the source text reviewed for this article. No executive quotes from the Summa or General Catalyst leadership were available in the accessible source material for direct attribution here. What the public record does confirm, this transaction sits at the intersection of two structural forces reshaping U.S. healthcare delivery, the retreat of nonprofit health systems from standalone viability, and the aggressive forward deployment of growth stage private capital into care delivery. The broader implication for institutional investors is direct. If General Catalyst's model at Summa produces measurable margin expansion and technology-driven cost reduction at scale, it establishes a replicable playbook for private equity and growth equity firms, targeting the estimated 1,000-plus independent or weakly affiliated nonprofit hospitals in the United States that face long-term balance sheet stress. General Catalyst is not buying a hospital. It is buying a platform thesis. The distinction matters enormously for how institutional capital should underwrite this deal and its successors. Traditional hospital acquisitions by private equity firms, most notably the Steward Healthcare model, focused on extracting margin through cost reduction, real estate monetization via sale-leaseback transactions, and volume optimization. Steward's eventual bankruptcy in 2024 became the cautionary case study for that approach, demonstrating that financial engineering without operational reinvestment produces system fragility, not returns. General Catalyst is attempting something categorically different. The firm's health assurance model is premised on using Summa as a live deployment environment for health technology, embedding tools across scheduling, clinical decision support, and revenue cycle management, then using demonstrated outcomes to sell or license those tools to other health systems. Summa becomes simultaneously the customer and the proof of concept. Our view, this is a platform acquisition disguised as a partnership. The exit thesis is not Summa itself. It is the validated technology stack that emerges from operating inside Summa at scale, a stack that becomes far more valuable when sold to health systems than when sold to health plans or employers without a hospital reference site. The nonprofit conversion question carries regulatory tail risk any transaction that materially changes the governance or financial structure of a nonprofit hospital triggers state attorney general review in most U.S. jurisdictions. Ohio is among the states with active oversight frameworks for nonprofit hospital conversions and affiliations. The Summa General Catalyst arrangement has operated in a gray zone precisely because it is structured as a partnership rather than an acquisition. General Catalyst does not own Summa's assets. The nonprofit status, at least formally, remains intact. But regulators and community health advocates have questioned whether a deal that gives a for-profit investor meaningful operational influence over a nonprofit system's strategic direction effectively converts the system's mission regardless of the legal label. This regulatory ambiguity is a material risk for any institutional investor looking to replicate the general catalyst model elsewhere. 5 states introduced or advanced legislation in 2024 and 2025, tightening oversight of private equity involvement in hospital operations, according to publicly available legislative tracking data. Though specific bill numbers and outcomes from 2026 sessions were not available in the source material reviewed. Key risk: regulatory reclassification of the SUMA partnership structure as a de facto conversion could trigger retroactive tax liability, forced restructuring, or community benefit obligations that materially alter the economic terms of the deal. The Roch U.S. investment signals a parallel capital deployment thesis, a separate but analytically connected data point. Roch confirmed a major U.S. investment commitment in August 2026, according to Stat News, though the specific dollar figure and facility details were behind the publication's subscription wall and were not available in the source text reviewed. The signal is relevant. Roch's domestic capital deployment, alongside General Catalyst's move into SUMA, reflects a broader 2026 pattern of large pools of private and institutional capital moving toward U.S. healthcare infrastructure, not away from it, despite the post-Steward reputational hangover for private equity-backed hospital strategies. Our view: Roch and General Catalyst are playing the same macro thesis from different positions on the value chain. Roch is building domestic manufacturing and research infrastructure in anticipation of continued policy pressure on pharmaceutical supply chains. General Catalyst is building delivery infrastructure in anticipation of value-based care payment models that reward outcome efficiency over volume. Both bets require patient capital and tolerance for regulatory friction. Both are, at their core, infrastructure plays dressed in healthcare language. What the estrogen patch shortage reveals about system brittleness, this may appear tangential. It is not. The ongoing transdermal estrogen patch shortage, driven by an FDA label change in late 2025 that removed safety warnings from hormone replacement therapy and triggered a prescription surge, exposes the same structural fragility that makes hospitals like SUMA vulnerable in the first place. Manufacturing capacity for complex drug delivery systems, like patches, cannot be scaled quickly. Supply constraints force patients to switch brands and dosages. Clinicians lose confidence in formulary stability. The system absorbs friction costs that never appear in a single line item, but aggregate into billions of dollars of misallocated care. Health systems embedded with real-time supply chain visibility tools, exactly the kind General Catalyst claims to be building into SUMA, would in theory detect and respond to that kind of demand shock faster than systems relying on traditional procurement workflows. The patch shortage is a live stress test of the thesis General Catalyst is selling. The implication: investors evaluating the SUMA model should track whether its technology integration produces measurable improvements in supply chain responsiveness during exactly these kinds of system-level disruptions. Outcomes data here would be more convincing than any pitch deck metric. Caption: structural comparison of private equity hospital models. Data represents Placamium analytical framework based on publicly available transaction structures. The Steward healthcare timeline reflects publicly reported dates. The Placamium view: the market is reading the SUMA deal as a healthcare technology story. We read it as a real estate and regulatory arbitrage story with a technology wrapper. Here is the thesis the source coverage does not make explicit. General Catalyst's most durable asset from the SUMA partnership is not the software it deploys. It is the operating license it earns. By demonstrating that a for-profit-backed entity can run a nonprofit hospital system without triggering a political backlash or a regulatory shutdown, General Catalyst creates the permission structure for every subsequent deal of this type. The first-mover advantage is not technological. It is reputational and regulatory. If SUMMA produces even modest improvements in operating margin and patient satisfaction scores over a 3 to 5 year horizon, and if General Catalyst avoids the political and legal landmines that have derailed other private capital plays in healthcare delivery, the firm will have created something worth far more than any single health system. A validated blueprint that other growth equity and private equity firms will pay to license, partner around, or simply imitate. The second-order play for institutional investors is not General Catalyst's fund returns on SUMMA. It is identifying the next 10 health systems that resemble SUMMA in 2023. Subscale, technology underinvested, geographically defensible, and sitting on a balance sheet that cannot sustain another decade of standalone operation. Those systems are the real opportunity set. SUMMA is the prototype. Watch Ohio's Attorney General Office and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Innovation Center's response to the deal's evolving structure. Those two institutions will determine whether this model scales nationally or remains a one-off experiment in Akron. The bottom line General Catalyst SUMMA partnership is the most closely watched test case in U.S. healthcare delivery investment in 2026. The financial terms are undisclosed. The regulatory outcome is unresolved. The technology thesis remains unproven at scale. None of that makes it unattractive to institutional capital. It makes it the exact kind of asymmetric bet that deserves rigorous underwriting rather than reflexive enthusiasm or reflexive skepticism. The firms that build analytical frameworks around the SUMMA outcome now will be positioned to move faster when the next SUMMA surfaces, and it will.